set on the edge of time, making your escape. Can you fall really broken? The crystallized lake, the basis where we'll form a daisy shape. Stars don't agree. I'll find you when you find me. Whether it's the weather or the deep blue sea, let it all come. Yes, I'll
this is Elizabeth Joyce from.
Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I am Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we are honored to have two very important guests. First, we have Carmela Tunzi from What is Mind Flow Hypnosis, and her website, if you wish to see it at some point during the interview, is mindflowhypnosis.com. And then later on, we have Fahima Mohammed, directly from London. She's a qualified transformational life coach. Her website is coachfm.com. First, we have Carmela. Welcome to the show, Carmela.
Thank you.
I'm going to read just a little quick description of Carmela's services, activities. She's a trainer and a master hypnotist, personal and business mentor, MER, Reiki and Jinshin Jiu-Jitsu. She's the owner of Mindflow Hypnosis, which is in Los Angeles, California. She is member and trainer with the Master Hypnotist Society. She holds trainings various times of the year. I think there's one coming up in February 2020. And she does something called Perceptioneering.
That's the name of the training, yes.
That's the name of the training. Yeah. She's able, through affiliation to MHS, which is the Master Hypnotist Society, to teach and certify people in hypnosis training. And she does both it with people who, for personal reasons and for business, as a mentor, if you like. Carmela is a member of NGH, CVBNI, and a contributing publisher in LA Community News. She also can be heard as a frequent guest on LA Talk Radio and appeared on Best Buys with Alan Mendelsohn, Channel 13. She holds certificates in Master Hypnosis, NLP, MER, Reiki, and Jinshin Jiu-Jitsu.
Carmela, Jinshin Jitsu, yes.
Okay. And Carmela contributes to her community by attending Los Angeles health-based and spiritual fundraisers, including the LA Cancer Community. She teaches self-help for hypnosis at Glendale Community College and the Cancer Support Community in Pasadena, California. She does public speaking at corporations and conventions. The last one was at the Hypno Thoughts Live in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Carmela Solutions direct her clients to their highest wellness and needs. And so we welcome you, Carmela, to the Conscious Wellness Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Us.
So how long have you been in business?
I learned a little bit about what I do in 2011, and I would say a functioning business since 2013.
Okay.
Not a very long time, but long enough.
And how does Mind Flow Hypnosis help clients?
So what we do here is help people achieve their goals and outcomes in weight loss, stress release, and quit smoking. There's a lot of things that happen under those umbrellas, but those are the basic premises of what we do as far as working with clients on a one-to-one basis. And after that, then we see what direction their next outcome our goal is. So oftentimes, like in the case of Marie, that she wanted to seek a really fantastic goal that she'll tell you about in a few minutes. And so we help mentor and guide them through business consulting using NLP and hypnosis as techniques to get the goals and the outcomes that they need specifically. And then we do trainings, etc., and teaching and all the long list of things that you just mentioned, but predominantly we help the individual needs of clients.
And what is the process?
So first, when a client comes, let's say somebody comes for weight loss. I actually have fantastic photos of someone that I worked with years ago. This is kind of like a before. This particular client lost over 100 pounds. The technique first is to do a screening and a consult. In the screening, we see if they're suggestible. In the process, we make sure that they're sincere about wanting to change. And oftentimes people come and they really don't have any understanding of what hypnosis is. So we tell them, you know, we give them the tools, then it's up to them to really sincerely want the change. And then they move forward and take action based on the custom program that we designed for them. This is Stephanie After. I just have to show, she's like my biggest result here, over 100 pounds lost, and has managed to maintain it after many years. So when they come and we set a distinct outcome for them, what they need, then we give them a service guarantee. So the service guarantee means that they will absolutely get what they came for. And through the step-by-step process of coming weekly into the clinic, we achieve and help them achieve their outcomes.
Excellent. Just so you know, we've got it Zoom set up so that whenever the person talking, that person will be featured, the other person's cut out. So it's usually just one of us at a time there. The next question I've got for you is, what can people expect from hypnosis?
Well, hypnosis is a lot like going to a movie. You don't black out. And imagine going to a film and you're totally engaged in a comedy. So as you see the picture that you want to achieve in your mind, then you're actually physiologically going to feel exactly like what you're looking at. So oftentimes when people come and they're having stress or anxiety, I tell them you're looking at your own horror film. So my job as a hypnotist is help them see a compelling future that they're able to engage with. So that's what they should expect, to be relaxed, to feel calm. They should not expect to black out or anything goofy like quacking like a duck. They will feel like more confident and they'll feel like their goal is achievable with hypnosis.
Are they fully conscious during the process?
Some people will go a little deeper, and some people are fully conscious. So it really depends on the person. People have those kind of things, or the results are very individual.
And do you do past life regression?
I really don't dive into that so much. Sometimes I will do a technique called timeline and help them kind of review things that have happened in the past if necessary, but my focus really is on future stuff. Yeah.
Is there a consultation fee for the service?
No, thank you, good question. The screenings are always free, completely free, and it takes about 30 minutes, and in that 30 minutes, then we're able to see exactly what type of program that they need, but that's always free.
Can you do any of this work remotely, or does it have to be on site?
Yeah, absolutely. I've done Zoom, Skype. I've worked with people as far as Morocco, somebody that wanted to work with me, and in Europe, I've worked with Europe. You know, it's just a matter of getting the time difference down, but just as we're doing this right now, we can do the same with one of our hypnosis programs, absolutely. And I have taken care of many people that way, yes.
And on average, how much time does it take to get some results?
It really, again, depends on the individual needs. This quit smoking program can be as short as 3 sessions, and the weight loss program can go up to a year. Someone that needs to lose 60 pounds plus, it takes a great deal of time because it's a lot more complicated and more things are going on. So again, it just depends on the person and what their needs are, and that we figure out in the screening. So we can't really predict that before the screening. Yeah.
And what happens in between sessions in the custom program?
Well, they're usually assigned different things to do. We definitely support them with audio, depending on where they, what kind of program they have. Like in Marie's case, if she needs some help in between, you know, she'll give me a call. We can do things over the phone. But we have lots of audio that they listen to in between, and that actually helps vaccinate against going back into their old habits. And then through repetition, that's how hypnosis works. They get their outcomes faster and they create a new habit of, you know, conducting their positive habits in a way that's successful for them.
So these audio recordings, are they like meditations or like a pre-recorded
hypnosis? They're all hypnosis. Yes.
Like a pre-recorded hypnosis recording that they...
Sometimes we customize them and sometimes they're pre-recorded. Yes. Depends again on the needs of the person. I just recently worked with someone who specifically needed help with nail biting. So that one, I actually did a live recording for her.
And what is your stick with them service guarantee mean?
That means they're going to get the result. In other words, if the person... I predict they're going to need, you know, a small program within a month. And a month later, they have a slip up. They can come back in and we get their outcome and make sure that they go back into their desired results. Meaning they're going to quit biting their nails. They're going to quit smoking. I stick with them until that is achievable. So even if I predict that it'll take a certain amount of time, they are going to get their result, even if it takes a little bit more time. That's what that means. Same in weight loss. If they slip up and they put on a couple pounds, I say come back in and we'll tweak whatever it is that, you know, you got off track with. That's what the stick to it guarantee means.
Well, that's a nice guarantee. Most therapists don't offer these such guarantees. So that certainly shows how confident you are in what you're offering.
Well, the clients are giving the confidence because we see the results. So yes, it works.
Sure. And what is perceptioneering?
Perceptioneering is a 4-day training. This training this time in January, will be led by head trainer Scott McFall, international trainer. He's a mentor to mentors. And in that, again, it depends on who shows up. They're going to get their outcomes. So outcomes such as a clear career path, relationship goals, interrupting patterns with, you know, having like bad outcomes, they're all going to get cleaned up during this 4-day training. We dive deep into NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. But more importantly than knowing that is that the clients that show up are going to change their life in 4 days. Yeah, that's perceptioneering. So imagine seeing, there's an old metaphor, I don't know if you've ever heard it, about the 5 blind men and the elephant. There's Yep. 5 blind men that were put in front of an elephant, and each one of them was told there's an elephant they've never seen before. So the one of them touches the trunk, and he says an elephant is like a snake. The other one touches the tree, the leg, and he says the elephant's like a tree. The other one touches the side, and he says the elephant's a wall, and on and on. So basically, the point is your perception dictates what you perceive. So we teach people to, in perceptioneering, use all their senses to actually get a bigger, broader perspective and perception of what is really happening in reality. It's really cool.
And this happens in San Francisco or LA, or where does it happen?
This training I'm going to be holding, I'm hosting it, is going to be in Los Angeles, actually at the Embassy Suites in Glendale. I've chosen. And so it's going to be a fabulous, beautiful room environment. And people are coming from all over the world. Actually, I have several people coming from the East Coast. One person's flying in from Wales even. So I'm super excited about that. Of course, my clients are coming and, you know, and still open. Right? It's about halfway full, sold out now, but we have a couple more months to fill it up all the way, and I'm sure it will get sold out.
And what kind of people attend, and what do where do they come from?
All
where do
kinds
they
of
come
people.
Like
I just said, all over the world, therapists are coming, clients are coming, first responders can come and learn, nurses, you know, housewives, and people from any kind of walk of life. They're really looking to change their patterns, basically looking to get a better quality of life, looking to improve, looking to see where they can grow.
I believe you have a client with you right now that has some things to share with us.
Yes.
Shall we go to that next?
Yes, absolutely. I let her introduce herself, or if you want to ask her some questions.
Go ahead and introduce yourself first.
Yeah, my name is Marie. I've been Carmela's client for 1 year and a half now, pretty much. And all I have to say is that she's an amazing hypnotherapist, but I'm not here to advertise her. I don't think she needs it because she's so good that she doesn't need it. I just want to say a few words about my own experience. First of all, I started working with Carmela on anxiety, on patterns, you know, layers and layers of beliefs, wrong beliefs, anxiety, anguish, all these things that many, many people are facing right now nowadays. The thing is, as you hear my accent, I'm from Paris, and when I came here 8 years ago, it was a great challenge. I faced failures, I faced many, many difficulties. So all that stacked up and became a really hard time. And I felt like changing things, you have to work on yourself, and work with Carmela was a blessing because she helped me work on myself. So the thing I want to say to the people who start hypnotherapy and say it doesn't work, you have to expect the hypnotherapist to help you a lot, but you have to work on yourself as well, because it's not a one-way street, you know, it's on both sides. So I just insist on this. Goodwill is important, you know. And it's a fabulous path, because hypnotherapy is working on all the layers and repetitive patterns, new patterns to remove the old ones. So it's very, very helpful. And I went from lots of anxiety to now self-confidence. I'm more self-confident. Today I'm kind of weird because I have conjunctivitis. So my look might look a little bit strange. But I want to tell the people who are listening and watching the show that it's all about letting go of, you know, people are afraid to work with a hypnotherapist. I have lots of friends that said, you should try. They're afraid. I would want to tell them, don't be afraid, because it's something that is going to change your life for the better. And it did for me. I have a very important goal, is to write an amazing book, because I'm a writer. And I lost this drive, this self-confidence I had previously, because I came here, I read in English now, it's a huge challenge. And Carmela is so helpful that everything came back, you know, the will to do things, to be excited, creative, enthusiastic, all of this that had disappeared, had vanished away in a kind of mist of anguish, came back. And, you know, it's just like sun coming out of the clouds. It's absolutely fantastic. So I just want to tell the people who want to have a goal. So my only advice is to focus on the goal. You never go, when you go to a restaurant, you order something. So you have to, when you start a hypnotherapy session, start with the goal. You know, you want something. You want to get better. You want to remove patterns. You want to do this or that. You have to want something. And if you want something, you will get there. This is guaranteed. This is fantastic.
We can't.
Sorry, what was your favorite thing about the whole process?
It's Carmela's backup, support. She's extremely supportive. That's the main thing, I would say. She's supportive, and she's clear. She's very helping. She never tells you you're she can tell you you're wrong, but never in a harsh way, in a way that you question yourself, but she explains and she's kind. This is the main thing. Yeah, the support, I would say.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add as a final note to your experience with Carmela?
Just add that I'm very grateful and thankful, and she's a fantastic person to work with, and she herself went through a whole process, and I think that what she did is really amazing. So she sets an example, and as a client, I want to set an example as well. So it's all good.
Thank you for sharing that. We have about 10 minutes left, Carmela. What else would you like to share with us?
Well, it seems like a very long time. We got it all done really quickly. I'm, you know, just wanting to reiterate, I guess, that people can change. There's a myth that is out there in general that people don't change, and actually they do, and we see it every day, interrupting their patterns. This is not something, and actually I want to like kind of sidestep for a minute, you know, as a consulting hypnotist, one thing that we want to make clear a little bit more in the state of California, especially, we don't call this therapy. You know, for lack of a better word, it's called hypnotherapy, but I never consider myself a therapist. I'm a hypnotist that's helping people see things differently. And in that perspective, they're given tools. People are given tools, like Marie was saying, with every bit of confidence that they can apply to their life and really have a tangible set of skills. So we're teaching them and building them with skills that they can apply to different areas in their life. And so it becomes very rewarding, very exciting. Mind flow hypnosis in itself, you know, has a lot of goals, and we hope to keep growing. We hope to keep mentoring. We have several mentors and mentorees. We hope to grow staff. So, you know, who knows, we'll branch out and do lots of other fun things. And this is another step for us, you know, reaching out to you and on the wellness show and seeing what kind of things can happen after that with this kind of, you know, sharing. And it just keeps growing.
So you'll have a whole team of people that help.
Well, I'm in the Master Hypnotist Society, that we have trainers from all over the country, and Scott leads us. We are modeling his success. He at one point, I think, had something like 17 clinics that he was running simultaneously. And then he eventually he models and teaches us how to do the business end of it, of this, the marketing end of this. And so as we're taking people on, let's say that want to become a hypnotist, we're not only teaching them the skills, that's the first level. The second level is, you know, how are you going to conduct your business? You know, where are you going to market it? How are you going to market it? What is the effective things that work based on the experience that we've had that's been set in front of us? So it becomes very black and white, the next step that needs to happen, which gives a sense of security to people that they need. If you're branching out and starting a new business, that would be very scary to not know exactly what the formula would be. So there's a basic formula that we're teaching and sharing also. That's very, very important and part of the process of what we do.
Okay, that's good. And what is MER?
Timeline originally, the way I learned it. Well, that teacher changed it to, and I guess I have that on my bio, to mental emotional release. But basically, it's the same thing. It's just a way of taking a client back to a situation where they're looking at it in a regression kind of format, but not associated into something that's too painful. So it's just a technique to getting people to recall certain memory or things that they want to see and the perception of how they're seeing it. By changing their perception, they're changing their outcome. And oftentimes people look back at past, you know, in their early life situations with the eyes of an adult versus the eyes of a child and realize, oh, wow, I definitely saw that in the wrong way. I know Marie's had a lot of, without getting too personal, we've done a lot of work with this stuff. And changing people's perspective is very healing with their relationships of their, you know, sibling, parents, co-workers, or what have you.
Can I say something about it?
Sure.
Just want to add something important, talking about family and relationships. I had the worst relationship with my mother you can ever imagine, and I forgave her. And now I talk to her all the time. She lives in France, and I speak to her on the phone. And she's 90 years old, and I completely and from the heart forgave her. And that was after 60 years of non-forgiveness and anger and resentment and anything negative. So Carmela made me do this, which was absolutely fantastic. And I'm so grateful.
I didn't make you. You wanted to.
I wanted to, but you helped me.
Yeah, that was your goal, not exactly. My goal.
That was fantastic. So I want to say that because... Yeah. I did a therapy before when I was younger, and I'm 63, and at that time I was 45, and I wanted to heal that, and I wanted to, you know, have a better relationship with my mother, and I couldn't. It didn't work out at all.
It's kind of a miracle.
Yeah,
it really is.
It really is, and it took so many years. The long story short, it's a real fantastic thing that happened to me, because now, from the day I forgave my mother, I saw life from a different perspective, because I needed to get this burden off my shoulders, because it's terrible to have anger and resentment and feel this because it's inside. But the thing is, forgiveness is from the heart. And I think Carmela really wanted me to do this because she knew that was the main step that would bring me forward and would change my life completely. And she knew it, and she did it. So... fantastic. I wanted to add this because it's really
sure. Because yeah. Releasing the childhood baggage is obviously highly connected to your mother usually, and so when you resolve that and let go of the anger, then you've resolved a lot of childhood trauma or baggage or emotions.
And my baggage was pretty heavy because it's a personal story, but when the baggage, I want to tell the people who watch the show that when the baggage is heavy, sometimes you feel, oh my God, it's too heavy. I'm not going to let it go. It's too heavy. It's kind of very strange and twisted in the mind, because the heavier the baggage is, the less you want to get rid of it, because you feel it's impossible. I cannot get rid of this burden. I will never, ever be able to. And when Carmela tells you, you are going to get rid of it, you are. And she's confident, and her confidence helped me to get rid of it. And this is, I'm really the reason why I'm really here. This is exactly the main reason why I'm here, because that was the big start. It was a jump start for me. So I wanted to share this with the people who are listening to us or watching.
We invest so much energy in repressing these emotions and holding them back. There's a whole fake structure that we've built around, and that's why, as you say, you don't want to release it, because then you have to deconstruct all this artificial stuff you've built around yourself.
Exactly, so, it becomes a very simple process once we do it. Shockingly so. It's just a matter of doing the correct process, and the person understands that it is an obstacle. The obstacle of resentment is a huge, huge obstacle. So once we teach the technique and how to do the forgiveness process, it happens quite rapidly after that. It's, yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that was such a huge change. Yeah. It's just, something amazing. It just really, as a writer, I needed this to release my creativity and the magic. When you have magic inside, and I think everybody has magic inside, and to release the magic, you need to forgive. There's no other way, honestly. So, yeah.
C'est merveilleux, mademoiselle.
Merci.
I got maybe one last question there. For people in the business world, businessmen and businesswomen, what kinds of things can they come to see you for?
Well, I have someone, for example, that I just started consulting who wants accountability, believe it or not. He's transitioning from being a mortgage lender to becoming a pool cleaning service. And when we did work with him briefly previously, he was working on stress. He had a lot of stress in his body, and he was quite surprised when I was having him actually do physical fun stuff. I actually had him juggle for me at one session. And so it was a beautiful metaphor for him because he was like, oh my God, I get it. While I'm juggling, I can do different things and it actually becomes fun. So again, we're not analyzing, we're not picking apart his old pattern. We're giving him new ways of thinking. So in this process, now I'm helping him keep consistent, but have fun and not be over analytical, to learn how to do time management. Again, visually, the visual perception needs to change. And that's the number one thing. Create a fantasy, my trainer Scott would say, create a fantasy, and then how do you get to that fantasy? And that's, it's a really fun process.
Exactly. I wanted to add, yes, it's a fun process.
It is a fun
just
process.
Because, you know, it's fun when you believe it. It's fun when you know it's going to happen. You have no doubt that it's going to happen. That makes it fun.
Well, and you see evidence that it does.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And how long have you been doing therapeutic work, if we can use that word?
I've been doing hypnosis since 2011. So excellent. When I first started, when I learned, just started practicing on people, I opened my office in 2013.
Okay. And do you do workshops in other parts of the world, or the trainings, the four-day training?
Well, I've gone to other parts of the country to kind of like watch and participate, you know, because again, I'm part of this international group. When they're giving a training, then as a trainer now, I can pop in and kind of share, you know, some of the techniques that we do. Right now, I'm just hosting my first perceptioneering here in Los Angeles. And, but I've attended, you know, many throughout the country, and it'll keep growing. So when I was in Vegas and I gave a little talk there, and yes, there's different possibilities for different things. Just a matter of seeing the opportunity that unfolds.
Any last words of wisdom that you wish to share with the audience? Either of you?
You can change your mind. You change your mind and you'll change your life at Mind Flow Hypnosis.
Agreed.
Excellent. And you want to share whatever coordinates you wish to share with the audience?
Call me at free screening, 323-258-6516. Or look up mindflowhypnosis.com. And again, the consult and the screening is free. We can handle this by Zoom or Skype, but give me a call first and then we'll see how we can help.
Set up a meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Any other future projects that you didn't get a chance to share with us?
No, other than perceptioneering, I think that we're good for now.
That's the big one.
We'll do another show at somewhere down the road and catch up and see what happens next.
Okay. Well, thank you both of you for coming on the show. It's much appreciated and very inspiring. So I invite the guests to go to your website and contact you at least for a free screening, because there's basically no risk, right?
Exactly.
You get a chance to see whether that's going to work for you. So I wish you guys all the best and continuing to help many people with their challenges. And we look forward to having you on again at some point in the future.
Thank you, Remy. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming on. All the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Our next guest will be on in a few seconds. Her name is Fahima Mohammed. And I will just give you a little bit of background on Fahima. Here we go. Sorry, I'm just looking. Okay. She is a qualified transformational life coach and NLP practitioner, neuro-linguistic programming, who is trained in holistic behavior and success change. You have some parallels to our previous guest. So that's good. It's a popular subject. She is based in London, which is good. We're covering the other half of the world. And she is a qualified transformational life coach as well, NLP practitioner, and she's trained in holistic behavior and success change. She's also a certified mindfulness existential group and facilitation, positive psychology, relationship, and couples coaching. She has a natural ability to connect with people, and alongside the training, she has acquired techniques and tools to help everyone empower themselves to achieve anything they set their minds to. She assists all kinds of people to use their own potential, achieve, and change to gain outcomes and she aims to help others to make, meet, and exceed personal and professional goals, including excelling in workplace, becoming happy and fulfilled in life, exploring the self and the world, and achieving their ambitions. For companies or businesses, she helps them with their challenges to develop staff, establish the right behavior and mind frame to achieve success and maintain consistent peak performance. By harnessing specialist techniques based on core psychological principles and natural intuition, she provides clients with tools and strategies to confidently face difficult situations, push past emotional barriers, and eventually view life with fresh, positive, and enlightened eyes. Her website, if you wish to look at it while during the interview, is coachfm.com. Welcome to the show, Fahima.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I hope you're not too sleepy because it is 1 a.m. in London at the moment.
Yes, it's 1:35 to be precise. No, it's fine. I am alive and I'm a natural high. So to be honest, I'm actually quite excited to be here. So yeah, the timing does not affect me at all.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, would you like to tell us about what it is that you offer people?
Of course. I mean, you have highlighted the foundation and the basics of what I do, obviously, being a transformational life coach. It is different to the normal life coaching because it's not just goal orientated. We do dig deeper into an individual. And to be honest, in the States, everybody knows a lot about therapy and life coaching generally. In the UK, we do have a bit of catching up to do. A lot of it is still in companies more than the individual. So I'm here trying to highlight, basically in London, most likely where I'm based, how this technique can help individuals. We all come from challenge. We all have difficulties, regardless of the situation, background, or whatever it is. I myself only started this like about 4 years ago through my own challenge. And I can share my personal story later on. But I feel that when it's times of challenge is when we actually need to perform at our peak and our best. And that's when we grow, when we're actually uncomfortable. So having a different mindset at this time is really, really useful. Alongside all of this life coaching, I was invited on a non-mainstream channel in London to talk about, for example, being divorced and having positive thinking. So ever since then, and it's only been like 3 years, I've actually managed to be on three different TV channels, and I produce and host my own shows, and I come up with different topics and guests, and now I have every week a live show, bringing in new guests, talking about social current issues, raising more awareness of what's happening around us, and also obviously talking about, you know, life coaching and how people can get help. And I think it's also helped with my personal language and expression and getting through to people.
Where can people see the show?
Everything's on YouTube. Everything's there. I've even set up my own YouTube channel because I don't want to be limiting to the audience that I am sort of like on the channels that I'm at the moment, even though it's for everyone. They are sort of like limited in the sense that are Islamic-based channels, but it's in English and it's social issues, which is what we face as Muslims around the world, especially in London, and what we are facing as individuals and the representation that we are sort of seen as from everyone else outside. So I'm one of the few women that will speak about topics that are not normally spoken about, like life after divorce, for example, and so many other things. And I've opened up an awareness that, you know, we are not how we are seen generally in the public eye and represent that. So I don't really want to represent myself just in my own community. I want to represent, you know, openly and outwardly. So basically that's the other thing, that it's not just about me. It's not just about my clients. It's much more wider than that, because there is things that are happening around us. And yes, we want personal development and we want to build a life and whatever it is. But I think we also have a personal responsibility to perform and act and behave in a particular way, so it filters so that everybody else can also gain. And I feel that for myself, I don't just represent myself within a small space. I like to represent myself in all areas, and I have my clients from all backgrounds and all walks of life. So in that sense, I'm kind of unique in that way. I do sort of feel that I have a different sense of connecting and networking with people. And it also varies from age. I do sort of coach a lot of teenagers and a lot of people that are, you know, thinking about their careers and their future and a bit confused and about studying. I've given a lot of public speaking talks in schools, helping them transition from, say, primary school to secondary school. I don't know what you call it there, but here it's that. And you know, talking to teachers within schools and helping them introduce coaching in education. I only have walked into coaching like 4 years ago after my personal challenge. And I've taken it to a level in the last 3 years that no one else has done. And I've got shows after shows after shows in so many channels, had my own YouTube channel called A Coach Talk on YouTube. And I've spoken about 30 different techniques in business and careers that will help you enhance yourself. And I had alongside me one of my previous clients who is an entrepreneur, and we sat together and we had episodes which spoke about these techniques, and we, you know, spoke about it as to how others can use it for themselves. And then I did the second season as well with regards to relationships, because I think these are the two main areas that most people find most challenging and they're always working towards, is their careers and obviously relationships. It's not just romantic relationships, but I did concentrate on that mainly. So I had different guests come in and speak about different areas of relationships. And I have a lot of clients as well, personally, that come to me from all walks of life and all challenges, even really sort of like the extreme. Like, I've had a couple of clients that even attempted suicide, for example, and, you know, a year later, with my support as well as others, they've actually, you know, come through that and really looked upon life in a different way. So my reason for being here today is to really share with people not the techniques and the things that they've actually known, because this you can pick up in the book. You know, the internet's wide, it's the encyclopedia. You want to look up mindfulness, you want to look up anything, you can look at it. Yes, I'm a life coach, I'm an NLP practitioner, but that is just the surface. When I feel that when you're going to choose somebody to work with, it is really choosing them. So, you know, I am the brand, I am the face, I am, you know, not just the service and the product, I'm everything. I am someone that they will really rely on. I have to have this kind of outlook in life to believe in my client, to believe in the potential, to believe in life in a particular way, so that when they come with me on this journey that we're going to experience together, we are on the same level, and they're going to feel it from me, and they're going to actually have that urgency when they didn't have it before. They're going to have a certain belief that they didn't have before. They're going to have a motivation and a drive without even saying those words and languages. So this is like, it's kind of like a mission that I have in life, because finally, you know, when I was divorced, I was married for over 11 years and I was betrayed and found out, and only 3 months after finding out, I found out about life coaching. It just kind of happened where I was watching a show and some lady mentioned she was a life coach. And I was like, what is that? And I was just curious. And I researched it. I read a few books. I found out a few companies. And I went on their training days and I found the one that suited me. And I really do feel strong about using my own intuition and gut feeling. And I went with that. And ever since then, my life's completely changed. And I've been on self-development courses. As well as when I was at uni, I thought when I finished my degree, that's it. I'm never going to have to study again and I don't need to study again. And now it's like, I don't know when to stop. I'm even thinking of doing neuroscience, because it also coincides with knowing, you know, a person's ability, your mind. Because we always say, oh, you know, you can't teach people, especially when they've been in their lifespan of, you know, so long, old tricks and things like that. And we cannot change and we're not capable. And yes, it is a difficult process, but the possibilities are there and they do exist. So the more I read, the more I know that there is so much more to learn. And all I want is to just grasp everything, but I'm not overwhelmed by it because I do have a belief that whatever's meant for me in that moment is going to come. So even if I have a whole room of books, if I just am drawn to one, that's for me for that moment in time. And I also explain this to my clients because, you know, when they even come to therapy or any sort of coaching or whatever it may be, they always feel overwhelmed by the goal or this blueprint or this plan that they need to go towards. But you need to enjoy that journey and that experience. And even if the outcome is not exactly to what you plan, this is life. And I'm the kind of coach that's really tough. When you're with me, you're sitting in a hot seat. And I'm going to give it to you straight. At the end of the day, even you're going to hear what you're not going to like. But that's what sometimes you need. The things that really make people successful in life are the ones, like, for example, in the military or in the Naval SEALs, or people that are, you know, disciplined and they are understanding and they actually are willing to do the work when it's really hard. Even when it comes to students, the reason why, especially in our society today, we complain about the internet, we complain about, you know, the millennials and things like that and their mindset. But to be honest, it's not their fault. It's, you know, people also making it so easy for them to have access and not building that resilience, not giving them that the real reality of life that it is not Hollywood at the end of the day. And even Hollywood's suffering, okay? Even with all the fame and the fortune, that is not what makes life. Life is about a deeper meaning and understanding and having your own identity and being okay with it no matter what. And I talk to people on a different level. So I just feel that in this life, I've just, you know, given myself that extra jump through my own challenge. And I've actually taught my own two children who are now 10 and 12. My two boys, they've got an amazing, strong mindset. And I have an amazing relationship with my ex-husband. So it's not about having a relationship in the good times. It's about maintaining and having a consistent, good, decent, civil, respectful relationship with people that you may not even like, that you don't even have the same love that you had before. But because of, for example, the children or for the situation or for whatever it may be, I'm living proof that this can be. And I know there's many people out there that have gone through divorce or whatever it is, nothing major for some people, but all of these things are relative. For me, it was like a glass shattering. And it was just so, like, so much betrayal. It was just unexpected. And it did tear my world apart. But at the same time, I'm the kind of person to think that this happened for a reason. And I want to know what this reason is and what I can come and do from this. And I've actually taught my boys that because we've gone through this and they had the pain that I had to work through their mindset on my own. Aside from dealing with my own emotions, I had to put that to one side and deal with theirs first and make sure that they were okay. And that for me was the most amazing experience that I had to sort of go through with that journey with them. Even though it was painful at those times, and I even going back and thinking about it, at the end of the day, I think, gosh, how did I manage to do that? But, you know, the coaching and just thinking outside the box and NLP with having a different perception and having some sort of faith as well, looking at life beyond and greater than yourself, knowing that everything happens for a reason and you can create your meaning and things do not define you. And also coming from a minority background, being Muslim, to be honest, people think that, yes, I'm probably restricted, but actually no one in my family wears the scarf except for me and my sister, and we chose it ourselves, and I did it when I was 18. My mom doesn't wear it. So, for example, I'm not sort of like in the norm. I'm not going to say that, yeah, there are people out there that are not in this cultural sort of like restrictive sort of way. It still exists and we're not going to be blindsided by it. But majority of the time, I do represent majority of the Muslims that actually do live a normal life with a normal mindset. And we are not oppressed and we're not having these issues that are being portrayed out there as well. And we can speak up and, you know, contribute and integrate like the norm. So there's a lot of reasons for me doing what I'm doing, and I didn't plan any of it. I just fell into it. I created on my own. I had no finance, no backing, no network, no one to give me support. I have got gratefulness for people that have mentioned my name to put me forward. But other than that, it was all my ideas, and I did push myself to do things. And I'm still creating and I'm still doing things. And for me, it's about lifting people, supporting people, and building themselves to a higher level. And you have that problem, you have that fire, you have that war, no problem. We're going to walk through it together. We're going to overcome it. We're going to jump it. It's people want to avoid it. They want to make it not happen. No, this is not life. So we have to understand the reality, and we have to build ourselves towards it. So my sessions are very unique because of me, and no one else can do this because, you know, it's self-taught in a way. I've taken bits from everywhere that I've learned. I do not conform. I do not get really influenced. I'm an influencer and I'm a leader. And I feel that my children, people get worried, oh, you know, they're going to be teenagers. I cannot wait for them to be teenagers with their mindset, to be honest, because I feel like they can handle life. And I talk to students who are really inspired by the way in which I speak, because even though I'm a lot older and a different generation to them, I get it. And I do remember what it was like being also a teenager and young myself. I was born and raised in South Africa, came here to England when I was 11. And, you know, I've got mixed background, and I'm married an Arab, Iraqi, so my kids are mixed. So I've come from different communities, so I'm not the norm, and I don't follow culture. I follow my faith, but it's only for me, and I don't enforce that on anyone, because you just got to be curious. And I love culture. I love the food, and I appreciate, and, you know, I would, you know, basically celebrate whatever it may be. But I think that each one is to their own, and there has to be respect, and there has to be understanding and communication. But I think having the language to express yourself in a particular way and having the meaning behind the language is very, very important. And a lot of us speak in metaphors, and we have these cliches that we constantly hold on to, besides just the bad habits, besides just the limited beliefs. And also, as your previous guest was talking about perception, I think all of these things, you know, need to be, you know, held back and stripped down, and we need to shed old skin constantly and recreate and redevelop ourselves. And not just when we are feeling great, we need to really outdo ourselves in those challenging times, and that's what really matters. I help people not just when they're, for example, coming to me because they want to fix a relationship. It's like, even if they've gone through the decision of being divorced, I help them go through that process where they can still be friends and civil, not maybe go through the courts and have so much disruption for themselves and the children, and have a relationship and maintain it afterwards, because there's still such a stigma even about people that are divorced. I've even, not long ago, there was a very prominent speaker talking in London that came from Canada about divorce, and saying, oh, it's, you know, psychologists say this. And yes, I'm not saying the statistics are not out there, but I want to give the other side of it. Yes, it happens. Yes, there are bad things that come from it. But actually, there are people that survive and manage when it's not even their fault. And it's actually something that, it's not a bad thing. Don't make it look like those children that come from a divorced family, that they're going to have these problems and, oh, it's never going to go away, or it's going to be something that, you know, the mother, for example, is going to be sitting there, you know, waiting for marriage because, you know, it's easier for a man, for example, whether it's in my culture or anything, it happens all the time. They always say this. And I want to eradicate, and I understand those statistics, but it comes from a certain stage and a phase, but that's all that's highlighted. Just from my minority background, I know women that have been divorced that are such high performers, and they are doing okay. And maybe they're not working on themselves personally, I don't know, but, you know, at least, you know, in their careers, they are striving and they're moving forward, and the men can't even keep up or match them. So
Fahima, we have 1 minute left. Sorry to cut you out there. You're on fire. It's beautiful and inspiring, but unfortunately there is a time constraint.
I just want
to make sure that people know how they can, you know, what service you offer, like concretely, and whether it's available remotely as well, anything else that's going on.
To be honest, if you have a challenge and you want to live your higher version and, you know, live life in the best way, whatever that challenge is, whether it's in your career, in your relationship, or just life. And if, you know, here in London, we have a huge problem of mental illness, and it's like, you know, it's like now reaching children in schools, and we need to develop our mindset and our minds. And if you want to reach me, and I do Skype, I have, you know, people from the Middle East, I have people from Africa, I have people from, you know, now in Europe as well that can reach me, www.coachfm.com, or email me, or whichever way you want to. I have Coach Talk is my YouTube channel. I'm on Sky every week, having live shows, talking about social issues. So there's various ways to reach me, and I am a coach that will give you your desired outcome, and you will build yourself through the various techniques, which I don't have to lay out because it's all there. But I have my own strategy, my own way of giving people that self-belief that they will take with them, you know, for the rest of their lives. And it's not just working on one thing. Literally, they can touch anything after they come to me, and they will turn to gold.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that you're out there to serve humanity and in a not necessarily a niche market, but an area where there are not that many people offering that. So that's wonderful to see.
Thank you.
And well, we want to thank you for being on the show, and we look forward to perhaps having you in the future.
Absolutely. That went so quick. You know, I thought that I'm not going to have enough to say, but obviously I am a speaker, and you can tell I need more than this time.
Yeah, you certainly weren't running out of things to say. So that's wonderful. You're obviously, maybe we should have done it even later. You would have been a little bit
definitely
more
sleepy. I mean, I can't believe I'm this hyped up at this time of day.
Must be some divine support coming from above.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No
I
doubt.
I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope that it helps, you know, the viewers as well. But
yeah,
speaking, anything is possible, especially if you work with me.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you all the best, and I highly recommend you to anybody out there. And you've got the website and the Coach FM, FM as in FM radio, so just in case you didn't get that.
The one. Sorry, I lost some sound there.
Service is available anywhere in the world by Skype or other forms
Absolutely.
Of communication. So
Absolutely.
The world's getting smaller. Well, thank you very much, Fahima, for coming on. Salam alaikum. And we look forward to having you at some point in the future.
Thank you. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the show. Next week, we will be interviewing Shoban Nicolaou. Her website is Shoban, which is spelled SIOBHANNICOLAOU.com. We'd like to thank our show technician, Donald Newsom, and our show sponsor, Communion Marketing Communications, specialist in wellness marketing in the world of wellness, spirituality, alternative medicine. They have many specialties, including design, website design, strategic planning, new revenues for your website, automation, all kinds of things like that. So if you'd like to sponsor the show, sponsorship is available for anybody who would like to sponsor the show or advertise during the show, or get great exposure within the wellness community, please contact us for more information. You can contact me directly on 514-798-2737 or raymond@bbsradio.com or on Skype, Raymond Morris, all in one word. That's my username. May the grace and the blessings of the divine creator be bestowed upon each and every one of you. Your host, Raymond Morris, and I'm out for now. Namaste.